When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Sometimes I'm glad that we got brought over here as slaves because some things I just can't imagine being without. And there's a lot of things that we are afforded in America that you just are not going to get anywhere else, despite the fact that the country has gone to shit. We generally have it pretty easy over here. Okay. In terms of, first of all, general freedom, and then I just think Black American culture is so specific, and I'm just, I can't say what I really want to say without sounding potentially xenophobic, even though that's not where I'm going, but that's how it's going to sound if I say it. All I'm saying is I am so happy to be Black American. I love everybody. And
I always think about this one little commercial that comes on Spotify.
Thanks for saving me, because it was going down here.
I always think about this one little commercial on Spotify where the girl is like, our culture, it cannot be learned by watching it. Like you can't be learned by osmosis. And then she like sets the example of God is good, and then everybody automatically know, like, if you're Black, you're going to say all the time, and all the time God is good. Like, I feel like certain things in our culture is just like, we just naturally just like pick up, and you just know, you get it. We're a special culture of people.
I also cannot wait, though, to take my DNA test, because I really am interested. Hopefully, I'm not from, like, Ghana or, you know, so I don't get killed for being gay. But is that Ghana or Nigeria? It's a lot of countries in Africa that don't like gay people. And so I would hope I'm not from one of those countries. Hopefully, I'm from, you know,
a nice, peaceful
place. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Do I give, like, South African?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Ethiopian because you don't have like their features. But I would I can see
when I was skinnier, I had Ethiopian features.
Yeah,
I got that a lot. Like my African coworkers at my job thought I was Ethiopian.
Maybe you're just like Black, like niggerish. But like I don't know. Like is it possible to? Never mind. I don't know. Like, I don't look at myself and be like,
it's not possible to not be connected to Africa, if that's what you're asking.
But no, but I mean, I don't look at myself and I don't automatically think like, I have like very like Nigerian or Ethiopian features. I'm like, I always wonder like what other parts are all like intertwined within me, because I just don't look at like, you know, you can look at yourself when you're young, you'd be like, oh, like I can see Ethiopian, or I got Ethiopian all the time. But I don't get that, those statements, or I've never gotten that. I've always gotten
maybe
just like,
white.
I was gonna say like Native American or something like heavy, but I think most of us are Native American at this point. Like most Black people might be, so I don't know.
What was I about to say?
White woman problems.
I was about to go there. I'm gonna go ahead and just.
What were you gonna go?
No. I'm going to just do my list real quick because there's only one thing on here and I want to make this very brief, but I want to make it very direct. Goals plastic surgery. I cannot wait until the FBI come in and shut that shit down. Y'all are going to the big house, the pokey prison, under the jail. It's no way Charles Big Ass need to have an 8-pack on top of some love handles. He wide as fuck with an 8-pack. Y'all didn't even have the decency to scoop the fat out his size. Y'all just slapped the APAC on his ass. I ain't never seen Netta yet. And you know I've been sick of their ass since the beginning.
Baby.
Now they pissing me off. Y'all getting cut up and stuff and y'all looking how y'all looking.
They only been showing Netta back. And that's never a good sign where after you get started, they only show your back. Unless you had a, like a big back. Like, them only showing your back because Charles came up and they were like, oh, Miss Nelda, you look good too. And he doing like dances and stuff with his, like, you know, like when you lay in a beanbag chair and he got the imprint of their body still in. That's what the fuck his shit looked like. Like, somebody laid on his stomach and left imprints from what the fuck they had on top of it. That's insane. I can't.
And I'm really not trying to body shame because it's less about them. Judge Judy always said, you can't fix stupid. But goals plastic surgery, there's no way in hell. You know Meatball Deja?
Yeah, I heard her crying.
She was just on crying because her mama got botched. Y'all are going to prison. There's no way in hell y'all are running a legitimate business.
She on her way to be on baddies now. She said, bitch, I got to make that money back to get the right surgery.
I'm not going to judge that decision either. Get it how you live. I'm for black people getting money.
Would you ever do a show like that? No.
I would do it if they would let me be the comedic relief, because I'm not getting on there fighting nobody. First of all, I can't fight. Second of all, if I muster up the courage to fight, I'll probably end up in jail because I'm going to take it too far. Like, I'm going to be picking up knives and hammers and shit like that. Like, I'm not fighting fair because I already can't fight. So you attacking me when I'm the funny one and I ain't did nothing to nobody, you finna die today, bitch.
See, I would go on a show like that if I had, like, a support system. Like, if you was on the show or, like, I knew somebody else on there, then I would do it. Because I know, knowing me, I would probably, like, always be into it. Like, I can just see, like, somebody taking my joke wrong or them, like, thinking the wrong thing. And then next thing you know, now I'm getting jumped in the middle of the night and they throw me out the window. So I don't got time for that. But
we can go on Now That's TV.
What they do?
You think Zeus is ghetto.
Now
That's TV is not even arguing. We just going straight to fist the cups. Like, we is brawling all day.
Bitch, the trans girls is
on there getting beat up by real men.
I've seen that. Okay. I didn't know what that was on. Like, I honestly can't imagine, like I would stick with Zeus and Lemon Pepper because I feel like at least security come block it up so I can still talk a little shit, throw a couple hits over the shoulder. Where now it's what's TV, I see bitches get pushed into the pool and bopped on top of the head with a purse, and you sitting down eating breakfast and they come hit you in the face with the eggs. Like, it's just, I don't have time for this shit. I like peaceful starts to my day. I like when my day starts off slow and steady. I don't like too much noise in the beginning. I like to ease into my day. Like, you know, like when you're listening to a good song, you're like, okay, I might be feeling this song. You turn it up eventually. That's how my day go. I turn my day up eventually. We start slow. I don't want to get hit over the head.
Well, welcome to the podcast, y'all. We hitting y'all head over the head.
We the baddies next door.
Because we recording the video this week, and you're going to get it.
Yay!
And if you want to see it, you go to youtube.com. Is it // / Boys Next Door Pod? Or you can just be a real smart person and don't be, you know, an old bitch, and just go to YouTube in the app and just type in Boys Next Door with a Z, and you can go to our page. And then once you go to our page, there's gonna be this little red button. Is it gray? They be changing colors. I don't know. Subscribe.
Okay.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry.
And you can follow me on Twitter at _ Ken Lush, I think, or Ken Lush _. It's 1 or 2. I can't remember. Just type in Ken Lush.
Twitter. You know, I don't have one, but I still have the app. They only let me see like 5 tweets a day before they hit me with the rate limit. That's okay.
That's
enough time for me to go
find some porn. Up
one of those bait pages and log into one of those Zoom sessions and beat my meat with a bunch of random strangers. Love it.
Wait, what?
So if you know what I'm talking about and you think I'm blowing the cover right now, sorry, but this is just what I feel like talking about right now. So there's these two in particular that I know of, bait pages, okay? Masturbating.
Right.
This is like, it's a whole masturbating world, okay?
Uh-huh.
And a few times a week, they host Zoom bait sessions.
It's like a book club.
They say, come.
The bait club.
It's like the debate team, the bait club, the bait team. Okay.
The bait team is wild.
And they put the link in the bio, and you join. It's usually like, you know, 30, 40, 50 niggas in there beating their dicks, and it's all on Zoom. Sometimes you might get a real good verbal night. Sometimes they being too quiet, and I got to go because I like talking. Talk to me dirty.
It's just like 90. It's like a full screen of dicks just beating off everywhere.
Well, on your phone, they have one view where you can see. I guess this is just how Zoom works, where you can see the person speaking at the time. So whoever's being most verbal is going to be on that screen.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It alternates whoever's making noise at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you can slide to the left or something and see everybody. It's like a two column. You just scroll up and see. I like to find the prettiest dicks, focus in on that one, you know?
That's the one today. Like, I would never think while I was in, like, office meetings and shit like that on Zoom that this is also a dual purpose for. I would never
for sure.
Wow, I'll never think about that. Everything is so.
What was that? What was that other site? Vimeo?
Skype.
Skype. Mm-hmm. Used to do that like on Skype back in the day.
Uvu was tea. Uvu was like next level. Like that's where I saw most of the dicks at. The dicks was on Uvu back in the day. You sign on Uvu, it's a dick there waiting for you.
Speaking of dick parties, have you ever been to a sex party?
I got a train ran, but it wasn't at a sex party.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do. It's the one with the girl boyfriend. He invited me over to the house with another but straight DL niggas, and I didn't know, and I was the only bottom. And then I started sucking all the dick, and then I fucked one. And then the one who originally invited me over, I was upstairs with one of his friends, and that was when I had like my lace at the time, and he like was like pulling my hair too rough while he was fucking, and he like. Rip my lace off wig. He whipped my wig off, and I would have to like chill the rest of the day with like a lopsided wig and like try to look inconspicuous. But I've never been a sex party.
Okay, getting a train ran on you and getting your wig snatched off is kind of crazy. I've never heard that story. I don't believe.
It's the one. Okay, remember I'll tell it real quick. This is just a short notes version. I was hooking up with a girl I went to college with. Boyfriend that she said that he thought that we would be cute together, and she didn't know. I actually hit him up and we started hanging out, and I sucked his dick all the time. He lived in a really nice house, the mansion, and then one time he invited me over to hang out with him, and he was like, well, we should just go hang out with my bros. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head all the time, I'm like, are they gonna be okay with me like being a faggot? Because I'm like, obviously I'm a man in the wig. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go over there and I arrive at their house is nice too. I'm like, oh shit, what are we getting into? And so I arrived there. We all sitting on the couch. They like playing music and shit like that. And then the boy who dick I be sucking all the time, well, was sucking all the time, girl boyfriend. He was. I sucked his dick, and then he was like, "You should go upstairs." And I was like, "Okay." So I went upstairs, and his friends was upstairs waiting. It was two guys. And then I sucked one while the other one was hidden. And then after I made the one nut, then I kept fucking with the other one. And the one that I kept fucking with, he was pulling my hair and he yanked the lace off.
Live the life, darling.
I have. That's why now I feel like I'm not so like intertwined or like impressed by like sex first. I'm like, what else is going on? What else are you offering? Because bitch, I can go get some dick. Dick is never the issue. It's like having a good connection is usually the problem. Because these niggas don't. They focus more on the dick than the actual connection, and then they feel like the dick is gonna build the connection, and that's not how it always works. So, I've lived a life.
Well. Current day, what else is going on in your life? How was your week?
Bitch,
did any trains ran on you?
I wish. Would you ever be a participant in a train? Would you ever do trains?
Theoretically, sure.
Okay, wait. Okay, so why theoretically and not like actually?
Because I'm not like a real hoe. Like I'm a hoe in my brain. Like I
wait,
can't
hold
see
on.
Myself doing that.
Hold on.
Yeah, wait. I called you a hoe.
I don't get it. Now we slept.
That was you had a whole moment. I haven't had one of those whole moments, and I don't know how to. And I'm scared to do it. But I've been thinking about it.
You be having whole moments. Your whole moment just have like a different classification. Like it's just a little bit different.
When last time you heard about my whole moments?
Well, I didn't got the train ran longer than you had a whole moment, bitch. So let's talk about it. A cruising is a whole moment, bitch, where you're out BT cruising.
I haven't done that in well over a year at this point.
Okay, and I ain't had the train ran in 5, bitch. So what's up? Like I said.
Next week, I'm going to tell y'all about why I stopped going cruising, because I don't have it queued up, because I have receipts to go along with that. So remind me, I'll be putting it in there. Yeah, not visuals, girl.
I know. I was... That. It's not ranked the dick yet. I didn't know you had proof.
I'm writing it down right now. It's not proof of the session. It's proof of the reason why I stopped.
100%. But I had a good week. It was just very, it was a week. It went by fast as hell. Just working. The weather has been perfect. It's been so rainy. It was like nice at first all weekend. Then it's just been raining the last 3 or 4 days nonstop. Like, it's just moody and the rainbow was out. I was like, it's so lovely. And I've just been being a simp and, you know, liking boys that you shouldn't like as always. But how about you?
The weather's been great here today. We had a really good storm. It hailed a little bit. Love that for us. Everybody at the rodeo, hope y'all got rained on. Love that for you.
Is it still going on?
Mm-hmm. I think this is the last weekend, but...
It ain't that many horses to ride.
I went last weekend. I got on a really scary ride. It was my first time, like, doing, like, amusement park type stuff.
Uh-huh. I was wondering.
Like, ride at a park. It wasn't a roller coaster. It just took you in there and flipped you around and then slammed you back to the ground at G. They said
G-force,
but it was like three.
Number three.
I don't know.
That's not too bad. I think the lower you go, the worse it is. But the higher you go, I think the better. Or vice versa, whatever.
I don't know, that's cool though. Were you scared? I want to get on the bungee thing because they got this sling. Basically, you sit in it and it just sling you way up in the air and it twirl you around like in a little ball, and then you come back down. And of course, because it's on like a little rubber band, it just flings you right back up.
So you would do all that stuff, but you don't ride roller coasters?
I've never done any of it. That was my first time doing it.
Right, but before we had this conversation, we were talking about going to amusement parks and shit like that. You're like, no. That's why I was like,
I don't recall ever saying that because I've always wanted to go to a theme park.
Well, remember, we were hurt. No, we were talking about you going alone and shit like that. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. I would go alone still.
Okay.
Other than that, boys are dumb and they stink. And,
literally.
And.
Literally.
I am not really enjoying my dating experience.
Every week since I started it.
Well.
Okay, so what
is busting?
I've been craving a banana, and they were just talking about something I was watching. I was watching Bob the Drag Queen and Lux Noir London review RuPaul Drag Race, and they were talking about how much the price of bananas are now. I didn't know they were that expensive for a bundle.
My bananas be cheap. Where the fuck they get their bananas from?
They live in California, so maybe that's it too, but still.
Oh, but you know.
Grocery out here has been really expensive though in general. Like, my groceries usually is $60. It's been like 90 something lately. I'm like, okay, now wait a minute, bitch, you didn't get that much shit.
If I buy everything I need, I'm spending about $100 on groceries every time. So
do you buy groceries? This is such an old person topic. Do you buy grocery for the week, or do you buy for the month, or how do you normally grocery shop?
I usually buy for the week. But I think I'm gonna start buying. If I buy for the week, I can spend $60 to $80. If I buy for two weeks, I'm gonna spend over $100. But whatever. Groceries are fucking expensive all over the place because they just refuse to help people in this country. Which is why
I miss my booze.
We gotta get out of Israel. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, my week has been.
I had a question.
Interesting. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Do you think Jess Hilarious is gonna attack Mona or call out Mona?
I was trying not to bring up that monkey wrench today, but since you brought her up, I'm glad I'm not the only person that can't stand her.
Okay. She still got a lot of
Black America brainwashed. But they'll figure out how stupid she is eventually. I told you I was dumb at the Breakfast Club and I stuck to it. I haven't listened, but they did do an interview with Money Long that I listened to. And they did do an interview with Teresa Caputo that I had to listen to.
The Medium, just, right? Oh, Medium. I watched a clip from it. I'm like, oh shit, bitch, you're going in. This some good
shit. So if they got somebody I like on the show, I'll tune in. But Jess adds nothing. Y'all love used to saying Angela Yee adds nothing to the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious don't know how to interview a fly on a pile of shit, okay? She's a fool.
Wait, a fly on a pile of shit is wild.
And I just made that up. See how that came off the top of my head? She's not smart, and she's not funny.
Damn, I haven't had a chance.
Like, and I hope her and Mona fight after she have her baby, so Mona can beat her up.
Is she pregnant right now?
She's pregnant. Mona, I told you, somebody knocked that thing up.
You did say that. Mona gonna wait till that baby drop. If it don't get sued over, Mona gonna wait till that baby drop. Mona gonna let her have it. I got all my money.
She probably won't even respond to Mona because she doesn't have the caliber or the range, okay? Because she's not fucking funny.
That part. Mona gonna be like on this week's episode. She gonna be like, cousins, which one of y'all posted the clip online? What are y'all screenshotting? I'm waiting for her to say it. She gonna yell a little bit.
Well, back to our show. I think we should get into our Light the Blunt segment. And I'm going to light my blunt to Starting All the Way Over in this dating process because I'm cutting everybody off.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay, like permanently off.
Like, because let's not waste each other's time. I think people want something different than I want, and that's fine. That's the purpose of dating, to figure out everything. Oh my gosh, the potassium has been backed up. And then
I know that even happens.
I'm just not if the chemistry, and we've talked about this on a previous episode like a long time ago, if the spark is not there, I'm not forcing it. Like, I need to feel it. And mind you, the person that I'm feeling the spark with is not giving it back. So, you know, we all end up on a losing end sometime. I'm losing, they finna lose because I'm finna cut them off. You know, it's okay. We all lose together.
I'm gonna dive into that more after I light my blunt, because I want you to smoke first, and then so the truth serum can really start pouring out of your high lungs. But I'm lighting my blunt too. I actually have two rolled up because I didn't know what type of episode we were gonna have, so I wanted to be prepared just in case I'm sitting here. But I'm lighting my blunt to give myself more patience in everything that I want and need out of life, because I feel like sometimes I'll be rushing shit and I don't let shit play the process out because I'll be wanting it now and I'm not ready for it ever. And so I feel like I just need to follow the process that life has given me versus trying to force it to be. Because when you force it to be, it never turns out right anyway. So
that's true, and that's how I feel about the person that I got a crush on who's not really giving me what I need.
What do you feel like you need in this current moment?
A little something.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm definitely, I'm not going to act innocent. Like, if I'm not interested in somebody, I'm definitely, like, I feel like noticeably short with them.
Yeah.
And I feel like people who can't pick up on that need therapy. I can pick up on it, okay? Because I'm the short master, okay? I know how to be short with somebody.
Not too short. Talking. Come on, too short. Okay. But the thing, I feel like that can also be kind of like interpreted kind of differently, because I feel like in general, when you're texting, or maybe it's like, I don't know if you're talking about via verbal communication, but like via like texting communication and shit like that, you're always pretty like to the point, unless you're like talking about something you really want to talk about. So
it's funny you said that, because I was thinking that earlier. I was like, I'm pretty short with everybody. Not on purpose, but I'll have to be like very disengaged. Basically what I'm trying to say is, somebody should be able to feel when somebody is not that into what's going on right now. And so I can feel when something's, I can feel that, you know, this person is not
into you. He's just not that into you.
This is
bro.
Just how I'm receiving it. This is the person that I took out on a date last time. Did I tell you about that?
You told me.
I think I said it on a podcast that I was going on a date the next day.
Yeah.
But anyway, I took somebody out on a date. I do have a crush on him, but I have known him for a very long time. Mm-hmm. There were some red flags during the date that I am choosing to ignore.
Okay.
Because DeLulu. But
my favorite land.
What I won't ignore is like me being ignored. So
Not
that DeLulu. Like, even if I'm like being DeLulu for fun, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna push the issue.
Do you
text back, and you might not get a text back once, because once I move on, you're done. Like, once I'm done, you're done. Like, you're
the
thermometer
done.
And the turkey done, you know?
The thumb done. Yeah, I
came up, but we still up in London. London. Yep, in London. Queen of Rap sold out tour, doing Rolling Loud as we speak.
Miami out now. Buy it. Make sure I don't know. I feel like you just have to be patient with that kind of stuff. I feel like people always trying to, like, I feel like with you, per se, like, you're not, like, a very just, like, I know exactly what he's feeling type of person. Aha. You're, like, one of the people where you're, like, I don't know what he's, like, if he's even in that into me. Like, I feel like with you and Aquarius in general, I be needing verbal confirmation that y'all are into me before I return any interest back. Because if y'all, like, do y'all normal shtick of everything's cool, everything's fine, I'm chilling, I'm going to be, like, okay, they're just chilling with me because that's what they do. Like, y'all are very just, like, in y'all ways. About all Aquarius be in their fucking ways. Like, y'all are y'all selves. Every last Aquarius is y'all self. And so, I don't know, maybe he's just interpreting it as you, like, not being that into him versus him taking it as, well, he's spending time with me and he's, like, going out his way to do this shit with me. He probably likes me.
We haven't spent any time together since the date. We text and communicate.
Well, do you want to spend time with him?
Here's the thing. Houston is a very large city. So depending on where you live, it could be a long distance relationship.
Oh.
Now I'm on the south side of the town. I'm not going to say what this person is, but it's a 40 minute drive. So for me, it's like,
I get it. That's a lot.
I think that has something to do with it on his end. I don't think it has anything to do with me though.
Yeah, I get that.
Because if I like somebody, I'm gonna get there.
I'm gonna do the dash, baby. We gonna figure out a way.
Bitch, if I got a
Walmart cart,
rent a bike.
Bitch, we gonna.
Want to see my man.
Bitch, hey, just stop me from seeing my man. Sheila went up that mountain, bitch. You ain't see shit yet. So I get it. I don't know. I think, just based off the combo that, like, of how you are and whatnot, I feel like you should, like, just give him a little more time before you cut him off and move him around. Because you actually do, like, I can't really compare to everybody else, but you have said that you do have a crush on him. And that's the first time you verbalize having a crush on somebody in forever. And so I would, like, invest a little more time into it instead of, like, running away from it initially. Like, just from, like, fear of, like, what if it's not.
But you know what I discovered? We're both. I don't think he listens to the podcast, so I'm gonna just tell my business right now. I'm a dismissive avoidant.
Confession.
We talked about that. It's not really a confession. Okay. I'm a dismissive avoidant. He revealed to me that he's an anxious avoidant. So both of us are really already not there when it comes to relationships. It's kind of like, you know, if it happens, it happens. I'm really not trying to do that right now, but, you know, so. From that perspective, I can understand that we might actually be in the same spot. He might be thinking the same thing about me.
That's what I was saying.
I'm not going to stick around and wait to find out. Like, I'm just going to take what you're doing right now for what you're doing right now.
But
we don't have to figure it out. And I could be missing out on the love of my life.
But that's a miscommunication that can be avoided, though. That's like an ego thing.
But it is an ego thing. Maybe you're right.
We got him, guys. We got him.
Maybe you're right. But the thing is, it's just like, I just need to know for sure. Because for me, I guess I'm just scarred by situations where I'm just like in the loop, don't really, like out of the loop, not really knowing how somebody else feels about me and like kind of being like, okay, like kind of wanting for it. That's why I kind of sometimes I feel like I'm on the cusp of like dismissive and anxious because, by the way, I'm doing a whole video on this. I'm going to rev up my YouTube, so I'm not going to talk too much about it because I do got a whole thing planned for it. But in short, it is difficult for me to date being the person that I am, and I'm trying to change, okay? I'm trying to change, and I don't want to be this way.
If you could pinpoint one issue you think that you feel like you need to change. I know you said you're doing a whole video on it on your YouTube channel. So,
yeah.
Like, if it's one issue you could pinpoint, what do you think that issue could be, and what do you think you should do to change it?
The main issue is I just be like, I just be ready to hang it up, flat screen, plasma. yeah, I just be ready to give up. Like, I don't care. I'll give up. I'm not gonna fight too much, okay? You either like me or you don't. Check the box, bitch.
I'm the same way, so I get that. But I also think half of it is like me being afraid of over investing in someone that literally has no intention of being with me and knowing that they have no intention of being with me or don't see anything with me in the future. So that'd be the thing that causes me to like really like freak out or like pull back. Like it's either or. Those are my two reactions. Like I freak out or like I spiral real bad. When I say freak out, like I'm not freaking out on the person. I'm more so just like, oh my God, I'm in my head a lot. I'm very anxious. My anxiety's peaking. And like I've had that type of where my anxiety was beating my fucking ass about like someone else's feelings. And you just never fucking know, to be honest. But I'm like trying to get better at like that's really what I look up onto. My patience when it comes to shit like that. Because sometimes you really just gotta let shit play out. And I feel like we're so like me personally, I can't say we because maybe the other listeners as well, but I know like I'm very quick to like if something's not working out, I will like I'll stay around for a little bit, but then after that I switch to hating people. And so I have to get better with like I need clear communication. I need to understand what shit's going on, but the only way you can get clear communication and see what's really going on is if you have patience in between. So
you know what's funny? What I just unpacked just now, as you said the word communication a few times, like I would like somebody to communicate with me. But on the flip side, mm-hmm. you got to drag it out of me, mm-hmm. and so that's not fair. And so I do want to change that as well. It's not fair. It's like okay, but the problem is, how soon do you communicate to somebody like? Hey, bitch, I like you. When the fuck are we gonna, like, actually give this a shot?
I don't know, because that's where I'm, like, that's where I dwell at a lot. Because it's just, like, I don't be knowing. Like, you don't know, because you don't want to rush the vibe. But then if the communication is not there, you really don't know what they're thinking as well. If you're, like, an avoidant attachment, you're like, I don't know. Like, I could really do without this in the first place. Do I really need this drama?
Exactly.
If you're, like a fucking, like, I forgot what they call me. But, like, we're just, like, abandonment. Like, we're afraid of, like, if this is too good to be true, when is it going to go wrong? Like, there's so many caveats to the one question of what are we doing? But I feel like if the communication is there and the foundation is there, I feel like that makes it a lot easier to ask and be comfortable with seeing what the fuck is actually going on. Because that's usually the hard part. You don't really know what someone else is thinking unless you ask. And half the time, we'd be too afraid to ask, but we'd be afraid of the answers.
That's true.
Like, for that's you, true. Like for you, like, I know you're, like, not the person that, like, makes first moves, like, very, like, hard first moves. But, like, ideally, if someone was to, like, let's say somebody's filming y'all, you're all dating, like, how soon or how long would you want them to wait before they, like, ask the, like, exploratory questions of what the fuck is actually going on?
You ask whenever you want. Like, I don't know. Are you saying, like, how long am I going to wait?
But for instance, okay, so let's say, like, right now, any of the guys that you're dating, if they were to ask you right now, like, okay, so what are we going to be doing? You would probably tell them no. But let's say, like, they waited and, like, things get better or you start feeling different or indifferent versus a hard no. Like, let's say, like, what would be the ideal length of time you would prefer a guy to wait to actually, like, feel you out and see what actually is going on?
I don't know if it's a time, but it's definitely going to have to be, like, the vibe is super strong. And we both have to know that the vibe is super strong.
Would you have fucked already? Ideally.
Perhaps. I'm learning that I'm not doing this dating thing right. Because people keep telling me, like, I'm supposed to kiss on the first date. I'm supposed to fuck very soon.
I don't do that either. So I don't know
when I'm supposed to be doing that type of stuff. Like, it's not like I'm pussy. Like, oh, I'm going to wait 90 days. No, like, if you fuck on the first date, it could happen. Great.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking for that. Like, I don't, like, it's not, sex does not make me happy that much. You know, I barely want to do it.
Yeah, so I get that. I want to do it all the time, but when it comes to, like, here we go, Lars the Pippin. But when it comes to actually, like, the person, if I actually am into you, that's probably, like, the last thing that's actually, like, on my mind. Like, when I'm, like, into you, I'm thinking about everything else. Like, I'm, like, the fucking weird way you laugh, or like your fucking, like the how you sound, or like when you're anxious, like all that shit, like that's the kind of shit that I'm focused on. I'm not focused on fucking. And so like I never have been put in a situation where I've just like someone I actually generally like really like, I'm like focused on fucking them first. So they're like, I too don't have like a date for it. I just like shit to happen naturally. And so like, patience, once again, patience.
That kind of goes into our first topic. We pretty much talked about it. This is a tweet from the Cindy Noir. They say, single folks, be honest, given who you are and where you are in life right now, if your life partner arrived in your life today, ready for a committed relationship, are you saying yes? The answer for me is like, how do I know this is my life partner? Is that like something that the divine is going to tell me? Like, how am I supposed to fucking know somebody's my life partner? But if I guess if it was, then yeah, I'm saying yeah.
But like, okay, but like, I feel like if we know it's our life partner, we're gonna say fuck yeah. But I feel like if we don't know it's our life partner and we're just encountering people just like randomly, like how life works, like how do we know we're shutting out someone that we should keep around versus like shutting out somebody that doesn't even matter in the long run? Like, it's all like a fucking chance. Like, could we meet someone? I know.
This is Minute Maid, by the way. I'm drinking it like a drink. There's nothing in there.
I just flirted mine down. As you was finished yours, I was like, I wish I bought the rest in here, but...
I don't know. What was you saying about the...
I don't remember what I was saying, but I also feel like... anything that's meant for me will never miss me. So, like, if it's meant for me, I feel like it's always going to work out somehow in my favor. If it's not meant for me, maybe it's meant for me in that moment of time, or like, and not for the long run. And so, I feel like, even, like, the shit, I feel like we're, a lot of people, and I know, like, sometimes me too, I'm so afraid of things not working out for the temporary that I avoid it. But sometimes those temporary shit that you go through in a temporary situation, those be the ones you learn the most shit from. And those be the ones that
that's
really...
Those
be the ones that shift and like change who you are as a person that you mentally need to go through to get to like a new level of who you should be. And so I don't know, like I always say yes to people. If I'm interested in you and I like you, I'm going to say yes, because I never know if this is something I'm supposed to be interested in or engaging in, because people just don't enter your life for no reason in general.
That's true. Say yes, say yes, say yes, girl. Who's singing that?
I
can lay it down. There's your body, some yeah. Baby. Girl, you want a mind of sweetie? Satisfy you, I can keep you satisfied. I can keep you, girl. I don't know who's singing that.
That's like an old belly. They used to hip roll to that song. I can lay you down, take your panties off.
Your panties off, kiss you soft, lady, baby, girl.
Pleasure P.
That's Pleasure P?
That's Pleasure P.
I thought that was a local.
Take your panties off, kiss you. Yeah, all I remember people belly rolling today.
My sister was in one of them dance
groups.
While
I can't, she was in
on 63rd. No, she, you know, just like in the hood.
House
everybody get
too.
Together in my mama's basement and doing all these freaky ass dances that my mama was letting her do. Now looking back, it's fucking wild to me. But
baby, dumb like House Arrest 2. It was like a lot of them. It was like so many. Like I used to go to the dance downs and shit in Chicago back in the day, and I would be like, oh, I didn't know kids could dance like this on each other. I didn't know, like, oh, what is y'all doing? And like they lay grinding and thrusting, but that's how the roller rink used to be too back in the day. They'd be nasty at the roller rink.
87?
Markham roller rink.
Oh, I forgot you from out there.
The suburbs.
That's just, let's go into the next topic, which kind of piggybacks off what we're talking about. Let's say you do find your life partner or somebody who you really want to spend a lot of time with. How long are you waiting for them to propose to you?
1 year. I ain't got all the time.
Oh, 1 year.
Okay, so listen, we have to put this in perspective. In this instance, they say 5 to 6 year gap. A 5 to 6 year gap takes you from possibly 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 40. You're changing so much in that span of time to not have anything secure or locked down yet in that instance. And you're just dating for fun, or you have a serious relationship for fun. So by now, if you've been dating 5 or 6 years, you have the house, you probably have like maybe like if you're depending on the type of situation, you may have a kid, which may be a dog. You may have like moved across the country, so forth and so on. So by this part, you're like, okay, what are we actually doing? So I feel like if you've been together for a year, boom, by that first year, you should know if you actually like this person enough to actually like, as an adult, if you see a long-term interest with them. In a year, you see so much shit and you learn so much shit about a person that there can be no way for you not to know if you see a future with them. Like, you've learned their habits. You've been around them enough to see their bad days, their good days. You more than likely by then should have indubitably have met their family. Like, there are certain things that should have, like, been going on within a span of a year to let you know that this is the foundation that you can actually build a relationship on to marry. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Now, for reference, there was a tweet that went viral. It says, it does not take 5 to 6 years to determine if that's the girl you want to marry. Now, in regards to this statement and what you just said, I'll agree with that sentiment. I don't think it takes you 5 years to figure out if you really like somebody, right? But I think this particular thing is for people who aspire to marriage. I'm one of those people, and we've talked about it on this podcast, and a lot of people think it's weird, because I also shared this state sentiment on my story, and I got a few responses. The girls was like, you're the problem, essentially. They didn't say that, but that's what they were saying to me. Mm-hmm. But my thing is this, I don't look at marriage as like the next step in life. Like, we've been conditioned as a people, a human race, you find somebody, you like them, you marry them. I don't see marriage as like more of a validation of the fact that I like you. And I'm saying like, but you know, love.
Yeah.
So I don't look at, plus, you know, I've never seen a successful marriage. So for me, obviously it has something to do with that trauma. But yeah. Even still, I just don't think marriage is like the goal. Like, I don't think you can like, I don't think it's anything wrong with being with somebody for a very long time. 100%. And you love them to pieces and y'all are not legally married. I have always said, like, if we get married, it's because I'm on my deathbed, I need you to sign these papers, you know, type vibes. Like, we can, yeah, you know.
But can you?
So for me, if it takes, switcheroo, for me, if it takes 5 to 6 years, okay, well, we're just going to break up just because it's been 5 years and we not married? Like, if marriage is that important to you that you are willing to not. But you know what? I guess I'm talking too much, but all I say is all I have to say.
Honestly, I feel like...
Go ahead. My mouth getting dry.
No, you're fine. It's like, okay, so let's say you are with someone and, like, you really are into them. Like, you built this whole relationship like that. While marriage isn't the next life step, I think that's the next step, like, for a successful relationship. And even though, like, you've never, like, actually, like, seen, and I've never seen a successful marriage, like, in my immediate vicinity, it does not mean that I cannot be the person to make that or break that or like be the one that can form. Like, everybody doesn't have to have that ideal, like what a marriage should be. Like, you can get married and define your own rules, and I think that's a lot of times what's wrong with a lot of relationships. People like we're so quick to be like boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, well, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever the case may be. Like, we're very quick to try to put those labels on something without defining what our relationship as boyfriend and boyfriend or boyfriend, girlfriend, or as like a unionship or whatever the fuck actually is. So what does that entail for you? What do you want for that? And I feel like that's the longevity of actually understanding who the person you're with is and who they want to be and where they see themselves becoming. And while that does change, understanding that, I feel like that could curtail a lot of stuff that goes wrong in a marriage. Because a lot of times you get married and you're like, who the fuck did I marry? You don't know. We don't honestly date to know people. We date to experience people momentarily.
I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I think all of that is necessary.
Yeah.
But I think fundamentally, I think a lot of people got it fucked up, because I think a lot of people want to get married to get married. I don't think the vast majority of people, this is just my perception of the world, I don't think most people are getting married because they genuinely want to spend the rest of their life with this person. They want to get married so they can have a wedding and so that they can say they're married. And then they end up in these shitty relationships that end up in divorce any fucking way. And I'm not basing my life on other people, but what I'm saying is, if we gonna get married, like, be fucking for real about it. Like, let's not play games, okay? I don't know this lady name. She be going viral on TikTok with her daughter. She be like, you play around. Let's not play around. If we gonna get married, let's go down to the justice of the peace and let's be done with it. You want a whole show, you want 100 people, we gotta pay for everybody plates, and we gotta pay for everybody suits.
Okay, so what is
against it? I think the whole show of marriage is a sham to me.
If you had the monetary provisions to actually provide the type of marriage that you could actually go out and do all that stuff, you could all do
that. It has nothing to do with money. 100% has nothing to do with money.
But the thing is, that's usually people's main thing why they don't want the wedding. Oh, well, if you want to get married, like, that was the thing that you pointed out. Just remember,
that's not my point.
But I said that's one of the things you pointed out.
Sure.
Like, but the thing is, it's like, okay, so regardless if we go to the courthouse or if we get married and have a big fucking hoopla, you're still getting married at the end of the day.
My thing is, I just don't like too much PDA. Why am I kissing you in front of my whole family and your family?
Then don't kiss in front of the whole family. Like, I feel like people have put black and white ideas on what marriage is, but any type of way in the situation of where we would get married, like, let's say, like, you get married to a guy, you get married to a guy, so forth and so on, our marriage was already not the typical idea of what a black and white marriage is. Because there already is no wedding gown. There's already, like, one, like, a groom. There's two grooms.
I'm wearing a gown.
I want to wear a dress, too.
I'm going to be in that motherfucker like Billy Porter at the Oscars, bitch.
Okay. But it's just, like, I feel like people just have to, like stop trying to base their relationships off of everything they see with everyone else's relationship.
My thing is, I just have always viewed weddings as like a show. And it's like, we don't need to do this to get married.
Right. It's not I want the show. It's not of about course I that. Want the show.
Some people want the show. And yeah. That's my point. Like, some people only want the show. They only want to be able to say, I'm married. Like, are you invested in the sanctity of marriage? Are you going to be with this bitch through thick and thin, sick and poor, all that shit they make you say in your vows? Are you really down to do that? And I don't think a lot of y'all are. Y'all are obsessed with the idea.
100%. Because I was thinking back to my last relationship, and I was like, I was going home thinking that I was going to get married. Because at that point, you're 5-6 years in, you're like, okay, it's like down pat. But I feel like you said, you fall in love with the idea of a marriage more so sometimes than you're continually falling in love with the idea of the person you're going to get married to. And I feel like that's where the issue comes in at. Because half the time, it becomes a pony show when people stop falling in love with their partner and start falling more in love with the idea of marriage. I feel like you should fall in love with your partner first. Love your partner fully, holistically, like inside out, their dirty draws. The days you're mad at them, you still know that you love them. The days that you hate the world, you still know that you still have care for them. And at the days where they're going through and they hate you and they mad at the world, they still show a simple type of love and care that you can't be explained or can't like get anywhere else. I feel like that's how you know you're ready for the marriage. That's how you know.
All in all, I just think I want people to be more open to the truth and the fact of you don't have to get married to love somebody. And if you with somebody for 100. 5 years and you want to get married and they don't, fine. You can leave them. But I just think y'all need to be for real. But that's coming from me. I don't believe none of that shit. So,
okay, I would say, so if the shoe was reversed and like, you want, like, okay, you said, like, you're with somebody and they don't want to get married. Leave them. Okay, so, like, I just don't understand that.
Y'all don't want,
like,
the same things. Y'all have to be on the same page. You have the right to leave somebody who's not doing something for you that you need done. That, right. I'm saying that's fair for that person, too, if that's what you want to do. But what I'm imploring y'all to...
And I feel like for that person, not that getting person married, it's a show. For that person, it's a show. Because if marriage is the... Maybe marriage to them is not a show. Marriage is the breaking point of a relationship. It's like, okay, somebody has to give regardless in any situation relationship. One person has to yield. Because you both can't always be right. And it's just going to be a matter of, if you're going to be selfless and take your ego out of it and be like, okay, well, hey, I know this will make the person that I love happy. Maybe you don't love the person that much. Then it will be like, okay, this is breaking my life up to do this one thing.
I just don't think people should complicate their lives like that. If you want to leave somebody, leave them. I feel like if you, but I'm, what I'm saying is, because again, you just have that right to do that. If you're not satisfied, right? And maybe it's not a show to this person who has to have a marriage legally, but it's marriage is not something you really compromise on. Like, you either want to or you don't. And if the 100%. Other person that you're with is not aligned with that, y'all, it's not going to work for y'all. It's like, I don't think anybody should yield on something they really believe in. If you have to force somebody to marry you because the clock is ticking and you telling them, oh, you either marry me or we're done.
Then that's not a situation. You should leave out, sis. It's time to go. Because at that point, you're fucking giving somebody an ultimatum. It's time to go. I feel like if
don't
it gets
to the ultimatum, because you're going to lose every time.
Yeah, baby, because it's going to be a stalemate. So you ain't going to get nothing. I'm definitely not going to get nothing. I'll be fine with that. I don't know. I feel like it's complicated. I feel like everybody should do what works for them and what they see for their future and what they see for their life. But things change all the time. What you see today is possibly won't be seen tomorrow. So
me, you never know. Right now, I just don't see marriage as like a real thing. I think it's like so phony and made up. Fundamentally, that's how I feel about marriage. So it's like, it's going to be hard for somebody to change that. Now, what I'm saying is, if I'm in love with somebody and they propose to me and I'm like, I'm not opposed to getting married. What I'm saying is just like, it has to be like, I know that sounds contradictory, and I am I'm an Aquarius, and you're just going to have to figure out what I'm saying, because what I'm in my brain, I'm making sense. So, I know.
You just spent 15 minutes saying you do not want to get married, you would not get married. The only thing you are a hypocrite.
Marriage is not necessary, and fundamentally, I do not believe in the show of marriage. But if I love somebody and they...
I'm marrying my man.
I'm going to marry my man if he wants to get married. Like,
that's not bullshit. That's like Beyonce's single lady song all over. That got single lady vibes all over it.
No, it's very simple. If I don't want to get married, that's fine. But if you propose to me... Right, and I like you enough to like feel safe enough to marry you, which you're gonna have to do a lot of fucking work to prove that to me, we might get married. But I don't view marriage as necessary to be in love for the rest of your life. We got Oprah and Stedman. We got Lady O Zempic.
Okay.
We got Cher. Cher's boyfriend is 30. Okay, they probably gonna be together until she croak out, because they seem really in love. Okay,
they're
not gonna get married. Cher's 78. Drea and her son, pregnant with their new son. She's a wild girl.
That is
she's a wild woman.
That is a wild woman. I love Drea.
I'm gonna leave her alone. I still don't care, but I got a lot of jokes to get off about Drea, and you know, I don't know when's the best time to do it, because now it's kind of like old news. But you know,
save it for your stand up show. You might have to do a bit at our live tour as an entertainment. I have a situation.
Yeah, go ahead and get into that, girl. Let's move on, because I'm tired of explaining how I feel about marriage. It's like, it's okay, but I'm not looking forward to that. But
if my man proposed to me, I'm going,
It would depend, though. Like, if I would have to be so 100% about this person, like, to be like, okay, I'll marry you, you know.
I don't think a guy would even think about proposing to you.
I've put all this information out on the internet. And
I mean, besides that part, but also because, like, legit, I feel like you don't even give off come ask me to be your boyfriend energy without, like, permission. So I feel like you would have to give that nigga permission to even think that he could even go that step. But the thing is, the guy that I see for you, I see a guy that's, like, not afraid of you. Like, I see a guy that's like, okay, bitch, whatever the fuck you say. And then he like, okay, bitch. And then he let you do your shit where you think you the boss and you the daddy. And he like, okay, bitch, you're big daddy. And then he tell you what the fuck the law is. That's the type of energy I feel like you need in you, because you need to feel secure and safe with the person that you can trust the judgment that they will allow you to yield your own judgment for a second.
This conversation has me so stressed out that I'm not hiding the blunt this episode, okay?
Bitch, it was definitely giving Monique smoking on Precious vibes. Very that.
Precious.
Oh my God,
get down here, bitch! You sit that white bitch to my buzzer! Talking about some higher education, you're a...
I love your monologues. Okay, but back to my situation. I just had to let you come sit on the pink therapy couch for a second. I can't wait till we do live shows. It's gonna be so fun. Okay, so I found this online. I forgot. I'm so high and drunk by now. I forgot what I was gonna say to lead into it. But anyway, so too many people are communicating from their ego and not their soul. Then they wonder why nobody truly understands them, not realizing that it's because they're hiding the most pure and authentic parts of themselves out of fear and insecurity. Speaking from the soul will free you every time. So that led me to think, like, and we were just literally, I feel like everything that, all our topics we keep talking about, like, what do you think your ego has blocked you from receiving, and what do you feel like now you're doing to be proactive and more aware of ego being in the way?
One thing about me, I don't like asking for nothing, okay? That goes for every part in my life, okay? I don't like asking for help. If I'm lost, I'm not gonna ask for directions. If we're dating and I don't know what's going on, I'm not asking you what's going on.
Like, oh my God!
I'm just like, very much like, just that part of my brain that doesn't let me let my guard down gets me into a lot of unnecessary situations because, yeah, you know,
a lot of thinking.
I could just like say what's on my mind if I need. I do speak my mind, but like my emotions are so guarded, it's hard for me to speak emotionally, you know? If I'm feeling a way or something.
Do you feel like you're actively working on breaking down those walls and communicating better with your emotions, though? Or do you feel like you're aware of it and you're just like, I'll just let it work itself out?
The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. And so I'm just now getting to the point where I'm admitting I have a problem.
Okay.
Baby steps.
I feel like that's all you can do, though. Because I don't know, like with me, I feel like I'm overly communicative. And that's where I try, like, to reel it back in, because, like, if you do something I don't like, I'm quick to be like, I don't like this. I'm quick to be like, I don't really want to do this. Like, I'm very quick to communicate because I don't like being misunderstood. But in the instance of those situations where I do feel like I'm being highly communicative, I also feel like it leads people to think that I'm, like, aggressive and, like, very controlling of situations. When in fact, like, I feel like half the time I'm really just fighting my own anxiety to like not overthink in a situation. For instance, on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's this castmate named Sutton. Love Sutton. Name it. She went to a dinner party and she's like, I like going to dinner party that have name place. So that there's not that awkward moment when you're looking for somewhere to sit, you don't know where to sit, you sit somewhere that someone else's seat. So, like, having a nameplate there, it lets me know that's my seat, that's where I go. I don't have to have this odd, like, misconception of what to do and freak out. I like to do anything that helps me avoid freaking out. Because when I freak out, it's really, really bad. And so that's the only way to do it, is for me, is to communicate. But lately, I've been trying to reel it on back. And now, my anxiety beats
me. I'm going to be honest. There's a such thing as over-communication because, some stuff I feel like you should hold to yourself.
If you have to fart.
Let's leave me out of it, because if I got the fart, I got, and that's another thing.
But that's overly communicative.
He got to have a nose of steel, because I'm letting it out.
that's too much communication for me, sir.
You get a shit, bitch.
Not even the fart.
I'll use this example, and this is not even like a real deep example. I was linking up with this guy, and I was telling him I was on my way. By the way, I'm gonna put a pause in that story because I have to drag Lyft for about 30 seconds. I called the car. There's a lot of traffic over here, so I could tell that the car was circling in the area. All of a sudden, it goes from 4 minutes to your driver will be here in 1 minute. So I go out. The car is gone. I look at the app. The ride has started. This motherfucker is driving to my destination without me. And I texted him. I said, how do you start a ride? And I'm not even in the car. He was like, okay. So I'm still working with Lyft to get my money back. And it's not even like, it was like a $5 ride. So it's that not even so like, stupid. I'm like trying to scam them and get my money back. Give me my $5 back based off principle. And I gave him a negative review and I hope his rating dropped. And I hope they fire his motherfucking ass. Cause how the fuck do you just start a ride without me?
I wonder if he picked up somebody else though.
I wonder if he's gonna make it to hell or heaven. Probably hell.
I thought you were about to say another word, but okay.
So I was communicating with him, like, okay, I'm coming, and I just felt like he was like texting me too much, and I was just like, but I'm coming. Like, why are you asking me where I am? What's my ETA? Like, you asked me once, I answered once. Don't ask me again until I tell you I'm at the door.
I don't like that unless we're hooking up or some shit. Then I understand, okay, because we got things to do. But if like we're like we made like a date type situation type thing going on, don't keep asking me shit, bitch. I told you what time. I clearly I'm in a lift, bitch, or I can't like leave me alone. I get that.
And if it's a date, I'm gonna try my best to be on time. I'm mostly always on time for dates, I think. Well, the couple dates I've been on time for those. Maybe like 5 minutes late, but.
I don't know. I haven't been on dating so long. I don't know. And then I'm usually driving, so it's usually on my time. So, bitch, I'm always on time.
I say all that to say that was like a really petty example, but like, I don't like nobody. And me and you were just talking about this the other day, too. Like, you started texting me a whole bunch of shit, and I literally just put my phone on silent. Like, I can't take too much stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Over-communication. And then, like, when it comes to, like, certain stuff, I don't need to know every nigga that slid in your DMs. Don't tell me that. Like, just as long as you're not replying back.
Okay.
I don't need to know everything, bitch. We don't have to look at the same man every time we out, and you be like, oh, he fine. Like, I don't need to hear that every time from you.
Some
stuff to ourselves.
Oh, you talking about, like, friends?
I'm talking about a man. What?
Cause you was like, oh, you was talking about your man. You talking about, oh, he fine. I'm like, your man telling you that he fine, though. Like a friend telling you that he fine.
I feel like if you're in a relationship, y'all can acknowledge when somebody is fine. But
few
and far in between. Don't make that a habit, cause then I'm gonna start feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I like that though. I like looking at like niggas ambitious with my man. I'd be like. They cute, or they fine, blah, blah, blah. You see that booty? I always do that. I feel like it's fun. Like, I feel like all couples do that, though. I feel like you should be able to do that. You should be secure enough to do that, at least. But now, you ain't about to be...
Not all the time. That's what I'm saying. Over-communication. Like, because now it's like, do you want to bring somebody else in, bitch? Like, what are you trying to say?
I would be into it. I mean, like, that's low-key, like, a good gateway into that, though, if you're into that type of thing, though.
What are we talking about? Well, speaking of niggas, let's squeeze this one in. Asian doll tweeted. She said, I don't hang with bitches. Because once you hang with a bitch, now 200
is off. Now, why you gotta read it like that? Why you gotta read it like that, bitch?
Okay, I'm gonna start over. I don't hang with bitches. Because once you hang with a bitch, now 200 niggas off limits. Go ahead on, ho.
Can that be the title? Go ahead on home.
Sure. How you feel about this? Because I've definitely met people who, like, you know, not to call them hoes, but they get around, and so they fucked a lot of niggas. You be like, you fucked him? They be like, yeah. You fucked him? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, damn, bitch, can I have a nigga to myself?
Okay, so I don't play this game. And so, like, bitch, it's like, if you had them and I want them now, bitch, you better not, I'm probably not even going to tell you. Y'all probably already know. And so I'm probably not even going to tell you. Like, but if you go out of your way to point out, like, ooh, I fucked him before. Bitch, I'm gonna think you don't care about me fucking with him because, bitch, you already fucked 20 other bitches since then or whatever. So it don't really fucking matter.
I mean, I think, first of all, I think it depends on the person. Like, I'm not gonna be dating somebody's ex or, like, somebody they was, like, seriously involved in. If we're friends. If we're friends, like, real friends, like, I got your number, I text you multiple times a week, we speak all the time.
Yeah.
You're my friend, okay? And it's, I only got a few of those. So if we associates and, you know,
half your friends, like, half of us don't date, so that leaves, like, a full, like, Rolodex of people to choose from.
In my younger days, I've definitely had more of this, like, occur. Like, you'd be like, oh, fucking too. And it's like, it's fine if you tell me, but it's like, I didn't know that before I got in this situation, but so don't think I'm going to stop talking to this nigga because you
But there should also be a limit on that, though, because people be trying to pull that about every fucking nigga that they ever fuck with. Now, every nigga that you fuck with or cross paths with can't be off guards, bitch. You're going to have to pick one. You give me your top five that you don't want to fuck with, and then from there we continue on. Because I understand that there's niggas that I fuck with now, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever the fuck you want with them. Good luck. But it's also niggas that, like, I know, like, if you fuck with them, I'm on your ass, bitch. But it's, like, so far and few in between, and it's so specific that it would, like, you would literally have to, like, be digging for them. But other than that, just, like, nigga, do the fuck you want. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not too big on that.
It's fine if you tell me. But, I mean, I just feel like unless I went into the situation knowing that this was your old nigga, you can't call nothing off guards.
And it's not like I'm a homie smasher, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, every nigga can be off limits. Like, I know me, per se. Like, I be liking hella niggas. I be liking, like, if I see the cute, I'm gonna try to talk to him and see where it goes. That's just how I am. And so, I can't expect everybody to be like, oh, well, I remember Ken saying he was cute, so I'm not going to talk to him. That's, like, slow. Like, that's not realistic. So, I mean, like, just talk to whoever, bitch. But if you step on my toes about the wrong one, I'm going to give you a warning. But after that, if you keep on stepping, friend, I'm going to have to let you know.
I say friend. I have to say one of my favorite couples broke up, and I want to fuck one of them. So, actually, I would fuck both of them and not say a word. They wouldn't know a thing.
But I like that in you. I like that's that hoe in you that I be using your mouth sometimes. That's that hoe. That hoe
just for them. Because, like, you know, if they had called me for a threesome, I would have showed up with a cape on, bitch. I'm coming to save the relationship.
Super throw.
Super coochie.
Super coochie. Super coochie's wild. New title.
That is so stupid.
This podcast is a wreck.
Somebody that I hung out with gave me an edible. I kind of want to try it this weekend, but I don't have a man. Like, I feel like once I'm on an edible, I'm going to want to get freaky.
I love edibles. Like, it's something about it just makes you feel like you're, like, in Houston. Like, it just really makes you feel like you're real slow and, like...
You know, our good sister Drake popped up at the rodeo.
I heard. You should have. Now, that was it. I would have. Hey, Drake. You want to come on our podcast? We got a segment called Rate That Dick.
Even though you be fake the Nikki sometimes.
It's okay, Drake. You
got to know.
Even though you diss Rihanna, I'm ignoring.
Even though you dating Lotto's 21-year-old sister, that's okay.
And because that dick is so big, I'm letting it slide. Just saying.
Drake got a good dick. Let's rate Drake dick. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. I know we be handing out fives, but these dicks really... I'm going to give him a 4 out of 5 just based off the fact that he real light skin and he gay.
That's my brand. Wait. Half of that's my brand.
No, that is your brand. You like gay niggas that present as straight and they got girlfriends and stuff.
I do. I like metrosexual guys. Like, give me a good metro. Give me a good bisexual. I love a good bisexual. Bisexuals make the world go around, but because they have this, like, toxic energy to them that it just can't be described in any other way as you be fucking therapy. Bitches brains up. Yeah, they do need therapy. But
you need therapy. Why do you want somebody that's toxic?
I don't. Okay, so this is the thing. I'm a Sag Moon. So the chaos and shit keeps shit a little exciting for me. I like a little chaos here and there. I like not like the chaos where it's detrimental. Like the chaos where it's just like tension. I like sexual tension. And I like building sexual tension. I like making everything erupt and it come out and it overtakes you. Like you're just like one day chilling and
how do you know when it's time to fuck somebody?
Ow!
Like how many times y'all got to hang out? How much y'all got to text? Like unless they come to you with that energy and y'all just chilling and y'all haven't had that energy yet, when do you start fucking somebody?
I usually wait for that energy. Like I've been needing that energy to feel that though. Like we gotta be smoking. Like we don't gotta be smoking per se, but like you know, like you with somebody and like you just be like, oh my god, what this nigga so bad right now? Like oh, like when I feel like that, that's when I know like I'm ready to fuck. Like it's been only a couple guys that ever made me feel that way, but it's just like flashbacks right there.
I'm having a flashback right now. I'm looking at my couch. I had the moment on my couch. Uh-huh. And on his couch. not recently.
Right.
I like when like it's so much sexual tension there and both of y'all are clearly too pussy to act on it, you know. In my head when I'm reminiscing on it's like, you know, sitting high, smoking, chilling on the couch, sitting dangerously close to each other, making these, you know, this extended eye contact.
Yeah. You know, oh my God, the eye contact.
Low key touching a little bit, but y'all trying to be respectful because y'all don't really know if y'all trying to go there or not. You know, it's a lot of smirks and it's a lot of that. And you know what I'm saying? I think that's when it's time.
Let's
only
get
problem
it
is
on.
I don't know how to initiate, you know. So, but if he initiate, kiss me and let's fuck.
Ooh, daddy. Am I daddy's baby? But
add her to the list of weird girls, Drea. Yeah.
I like
Larsa.
Wait, you did there? You were there like all my people.
Exactly. Weirdos.
I feel like I'm being targeted. I don't know. I'm ready to fuck. Never mind. Okay, anyway. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Boys Next Door Pod. Please follow us on the Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod and follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. If you have questions and you need advice or you have a dick you want to show us or some feet, send that in to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com or you can DM us on Instagram. You're welcome for getting a video this week, okay?
We're doing you a favor, bitches. Code
is
that, thank you.
Is
we
there
love you.
Is there like a superhero emoji?
A cape.
Which one is that?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can find it before I tell y'all. Which one to leave in the comments? What you think they should leave in the comments? Because we said super coochie, but I don't know if we got a superhero.
What about roller coaster with the wet emoji? Could you go on the roller coaster and it's kind of wet outside?
Okay. There's a roller coaster emoji. Where is that?
Yeah, it's only like half a roller coaster. It's just like the loopy part. You know, I'm an emoji. I'm an emojiologist. I love emojis.
Some of these are every time I really start looking at the emojis, I realize I've never seen this emoji before.
But they're so cool. Like right now, I'm really in love with the dancing disco guy one. That's like my favorite right now. I be feeling him. Okay. And the head nod one. They have a head nod one that says up and there's one that goes up and down and one that goes left to right. I'm like,
oh, I haven't updated my phone. I'm still on the old iOS.
We know. Okay.
Okay. Well, I see the roller coaster emoji. Oh, they have a Ferris wheel emoji.
Oh, Ferris wheel.
They have a, what do you call that with the horses? That is that a carousel?
Carousel. Yeah, I would say carnival. Carousel.
Okay. Well, you use that roller coaster emoji with the three wet signs because that's how wet my pussy is right now, and I'm finna go dry it up. Cause I ain't got no man.
He ain't got no
come
panties
back next
on.
Week.
Ain't got no panties on. He ain't got no panties on the dance floor. Bye.